This is the Game On TV podcast on GameOnTV.com.au.
Hi, and welcome to the Game On TV podcast. I'm Tim.
And I am Jason.
And we're back, baby.
We are certainly back. On a Tuesday today, we skipped the Monday yesterday, so this will probably come out a day later or something like that, but it'll still be plenty of time. I mean, I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's out when it's out. If you're listening to it, you got it. Lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Now, listen, Speaking of it, I hate to be one of those people that talks about the weather.
Yeah.
But what is going on here in Sydney? It is freezing and it's wet.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It's been this way in Sydney for the past three Decembers.
Really?
It's just been rainy, horrible weather in December, and I'm okay with it. It's the trade off we get, because we get, you know, the winter's beautiful and sunny. We get a couple of days rain here and there, but it's generally okay.
I've just been feeling like I've been living under a storm all year. I'm still in my sweat jumpers and long pants. It's supposed to be summertime.
It is. Yeah, it's a strange summertime, though. But it ain't great weather.
No.
It ain't great weather.
No.
So if you want to send us an email about your weather experiences, send it in to gameontv.oz@gmail.com.
We can talk about the weather.
Yeah.
All right.
We are getting a little late start here, and we're about 15 minutes late on our start time, and I'm going to take the blame for that. I got caught up finishing up Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Nice.
Finally finished it up, and as I was leaving the house, and I thought, well, I'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, once you finish the game, once credits have rolled, what happens? Can't tell you what happened, because after 15 minutes of credit rolling, I went, I can't sit through this. I've got to go. I'm not big on 15 minutes worth of credits, or 15 minutes plus worth of credits.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So did you like set your video recorder or something? Like, can you get back to that section watch it again?
Well, I quit in the end, and it said you'll lose any unsaved progress. And I was like, well, there was an autosave close to
right, so you do it again.
Yeah. So I'll see how I go. But I must say, I really did enjoy Assassin's Creed Revelations. It was a very nice emotional kind of story in the end.
Nice.
Almost choked up. Didn't really get choked up, but there's some really cool moments and stuff like that. The story is very, very good. And it's a good immersive thing. But I can't tell you one way or the other if you need to get everything done before you get to the end mission. I can neither confirm nor deny, but I suspect you might need to, which kind of bugs me, because I was only halfway through the Desmond sections, the sort of Portal 2-esque sections and stuff like that. But
Look, something that I haven't really had a chance to really play through it that much. I know you've been very much into that. I've been. There's a new game that came out called Modern Warfare 3.
Did it?
And I've been looking at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I've been looking at the game that I've been playing. It's a big surprise to me, like a massive surprise. But Ubisoft as well, the guys who did Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
It's the Tintin game.
Yeah. Oh, I never got my copy, so
did you not?
They can go and get stuffed.
Oh, don't be like that.
No. Oh, Ubisoft were wonderful to us earlier, but they were wonderful to us. Very wonderful. There was a whole fracas with Assassin's Creed, and
wonderful to me. I got my game.
No, they were great. I just I don't know what it is, but I have no Tintin.
Right. Well, I got to tell you this. Yeah. Tintin is surprisingly good.
Yeah, right.
It's made for kids, I would suspect, because obviously the movie tie-in's very much a kids thing. But for someone like me who's been around since the dawn of gaming, it really feels, and it brought me right back to Prince of Persia.
Yeah,
and
right.
There's a lot of little puzzle solving. They're not at the moment. It's not too hard for me.
Oh yeah.
I put the review up online anyway. It's already up there, so you can check it out. But I'm really enjoying it. It's one of those games that I sort of went, you know, we get so many games that we go, well, I will probably not go back to that game for a while.
You know,
a classic example of that is Need for Speed, The Runs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game that I probably won't go back to, if at all.
Yeah.
You know, but Tintin's the sort of game that, even though I'm not a massive Tintin comic fan, and I realize it's for kids, it's very playable.
Yeah.
And with the Xbox version, you have the sort of added extra of the Kinect.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
It comes with its own sort of like little Kinect mini games and what have you. The thing is, though, that I really dislike about the game, there's two things that really do my head in.
Yeah.
One is the 3D. Now, the 3D itself is great.
Yep.
But it cuts between gameplay, which is in 3D, and cut sequences, which is in 2D. And and there's lots of little cut sequences in it. So it will go from 3D, 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 2D, 2D, 3D, 3D, 2D, 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 3D, 3D. And you start going, whoa, dude, what's going on here? There's a lot of bouncing in and out of 3D. And not digging that.
And tell me this, because with 3D, it actually takes my eyes a little while to adjust.
Yeah.
If you don't know, folks, I'm a spectacles wearer. I do wear the glasses because I've got a bit of an underdeveloped eye. And so it takes a little while for my eyes to lock in for 3D.
Sure.
Do you find it takes, do you have to readjust between 2D and 3D
I'm lucky genetically, 20/20 and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have that issue. And it's one of those weird things because a lot of people that I know wear glasses.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things, I'm like, well, the 3D is awesome. And they're like, I don't want to watch it in 3D. I'm like, the 3D is fantastic. Are you kidding me? Let's watch it in 3D. And they're like, no, I don't really want it. And I keep forgetting that people don't experience 3D the way I experience 3D.
Yeah.
So, I don't find that adjustment. I didn't find it. I found it not jarring to bounce between 2D and 3D all the time. I just found it annoying.
Yeah, okay.
And I found the great thing about the game is that you get to play Snowy, for example, the dog.
Oh yeah.
And so you'll be like chasing somebody and you'll lose them, and then Tintin will say, "Snowy, sniff out their scent. Go find them." And then you become a dog and you've got to pull down your right trigger, and then you see like footprints on the ground and you've got to follow the footprints. It's really quite fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be like, okay, I'm now the dog, and you're following the footprints, and Tintin's behind you going, well, track him.
Yeah.
Come on, boy. Keep sniffing. Keep sniffing. Track him. Keep sniffing. You're like, shut up, man.
Can you turn around and pee on him?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I'm wondering if you could go rabbit and go Cujo.
Yeah.
Now there's a game.
Yeah.
You know, Cujo, Snowy Cujo.
Yeah.
And just like
Snowy's Revenge. Maybe that'll be Tintin 2, depending on the sales of this one. Yeah. That sounds pretty great.
But so between the 2D and 3D bouncing in and out, and the everybody screaming at you.
Yeah.
I mean, the game opens up with like you're flying a plane.
Yeah.
And Haddock, the sea captain, Haddock.
Yeah.
He's just screaming at you. He's just shouting all the time. I'm like, stop.
There's a lot of angry people in this game.
It reminds me of the Dirty Bit song by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
That came out. Which
not
is
really.
Like,
I've said yes. I don't really.
It's
yes.
where they sung the I Had the Time of My Life.
Oh,
and I owe it all to you.
Yeah.
Dirty Bit. And then it goes into its thing, right?
Yeah.
So it reminds me of that. It's like they go, because I'm having a good time with you tonight. And you're like, well, if you are having such a good time, stop shouting at me.
Let's
be nice.
Let's all just sit back, have a snifter of cognac. We'll all be okay.
And relax.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Pop the feet up. Let's grab a pipe. Crank up the fire. This is, right.
So I don't know why they're all screaming at me.
Who knows? Maybe it's something to do with the movie. I don't know. Yeah.
A lot of shouting. Anyway, so look, I'm finding the game very fun. It's none of the tricks and the activities. It's so straightforward and simple to do. But, you know, puzzles that are easy to do and gameplay that is simple, especially in the day when we've been playing so many different games that have been so intense, it's been really nice to be able to step away from that. And I found the same with Rayman. It's one of those things that's quite, you know, tricky, but there's something about those 2D side-scrollers in a 3D world, you know, where it's kind of that 3D vibe.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's just a platformer.
Yeah.
There's something about that genre of game which I think really still survives, you know, and there's something really about it that keeps me wanting to go back and play more. So look, I'm going to say game on to Tintin, even though you're grumpy pants about not being sent one. You should get onto that. You need to get Micah.
Stank pants to Tintin. I don't know. I've not,
It's made for kids. So if you're thinking like this is something, if it's between Battlefield 3, Call of Duty, or this, I'm sure you're talking about the wrong genres. You know what I mean?
It is
for kids, and it is for people who like the movies and what have you. It looks very similar. I mean, they've made it very similar. to the film. It looks like they've taken all the rendering and all that sort of stuff. But again, playing the game in 3D, fantastic. Really, really enjoyed Tintin. The Secret of the Unicorn, which I think is a different story than the movie. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Don't know much about the movie.
I've not been paying much attention to the movie.
It's been getting pretty bad raps.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's an interesting sort of thing. They're saying that it's so lifelike and realistic, but the characters are kind of dead behind the eyes.
Okay.
And therefore it gives the weird sort of creepiness to it.
Yeah.
That everything else looks real, but then the eyes are just really soulless.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that's to be seen. But it's weird time for films, and we'll talk about it a bit later. There's a couple of really great films coming out.
Yeah.
And there's some real stank
that's
out at the moment as well. And it's kind of like when it rains, it pours, like Sydney's weather at the moment.
You know, hey, how about that weather, ladies and gentlemen?
If you have any thoughts, feel free to email them.
We will get into movies in a bit, but I do have to say it's been a pretty big week for me with iOS games. You know, a couple of, you know, for fans of your physics-based games, there are a few updates. You know, the new Angry Birds Seasons for Christmas has come out, which...
They love to release...
They do.
You know, the pumpkin special for Halloween and things, you know.
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it's kind of an advent calendar. We also had, Where's My Water got an update, and Cut the Rope Experiments got an update. They got an update a while ago, but all that update did was cause things to quit and die.
As most updates seem to do.
But they kind of tweaked that. You know, look, both of those games, if you haven't played Cut the Rope Experiments or if you haven't played Where's My Water, get onto it. They're pretty good games. You know, the updates, I was through them in about an hour. You know, it's sort of... does that, but the game I've been playing the most, the one that's been draining my battery this last week, was possibly the most anticipated iPhone game or iPad game for a lot of people, which is from Epic, the people who brought you Gears of War 3 not so long ago, which is Infinity Blade 2.
Yes.
Now, Infinity Blade 1 was pretty much one of the big undeniable hits for the iPhone.
Sure.
A lot of people, really big raps for that game. I hated it. I played a little bit of it and went, not really for me. Infinity Blade 2, I don't even know if it's particularly different. I think I might just be in a different place approaching it this time.
Yeah, right.
I've really been loving it. It's really great. I think it's a $7.49 price point or something like that. It's certainly a game that's going to play better on your iPad, although unfortunately, apparently its launch version won't open on the iPad. Just quits, keeps quitting. I think they've done a patch. It may have already been sorted, so you can play it now, but it's essentially, I don't know, if you don't know what the game is, it's you're a knight called Cirrus or Ceres. Anyway, you're fighting things. It's just basically you go from battle to battle, and it's all gesture based fighting. You know, when you do different weapons, you can have a sword and a shield, or two swords, or an axe, and all this kind of stuff. You know, when you upgrade your armor and all those sort of tropes, but it's all gesture based. So you know, you'll gesture to show the direction in which you want to swipe or block or so on and so forth. Yeah, you know, you gesture with two fingers, you gesture with one.
Oh, right. It's a visual thing, but I was sitting here in the booth gesturing with my hands to my right hand or my left hand.
Yeah, very white gloved. look, I've definitely got to say money's worth there. Like, you know, I've only been playing it for a week, but you do fall into this weird thing with iPhone games where you go, well what's it worth?
Sure.
You know, there are games that are $15.99, $16.99 that you go, yeah, it's worth it. You know, and then there are games that are $2 that you play and you go, not worth it even slightly.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It kind of is such a grey area. $7.49 for this game. Graphically, it looks fantastic. You know, the problem is I've got an iPhone 4. I don't have a 4S. And occasionally it runs into problems, which, you know, just frame rate issues.
Yeah, right.
Which essentially is the same as having lag issues online. You know, when your gestures are time-based...
Right.
And it lags. It can be an incredibly frustrating thing. The game does get pretty repetitive as well, but it kind of gets into that, you know, almost meditative repetitiveness.
Sort of hum.
Yeah. pretty great, though. I definitely recommend checking it out. I might go back and have a look at Infinity Blade 1 again, because...
$15.99.
When they launched Infinity Blade 2, they were saying, oh, yeah, no, it's going to be... And to go with the launch, we're dropping the price by, half. We're halving the price or something. And I went online and it wasn't halved. It was...
It's a couple of things come out on the iOS sort of stuff.
Yeah.
A big ones for me, of course, was the Black Ops Zombies game.
Oh yes,
that came out. And for those who are not aware, after World at War came out, which was the first Call of Duty to have zombies on it.
Yeah.
They released the Zombies iPad. iPhone sort of version. And that was a massive seller. Now they've released the Black Ops version, which comes with a sort of like a top-down arcade view where you go and fight zombies from the top. Look, it's a bit of fun. I've bought everything else Black Ops. So I thought, why not?
Yeah.
Keep going. Finish it off. So that's...
They're coming out with Black Ops branded poo later this year. Will you drop some cash on that?
Well, I already have. Pre-ordered.
Yeah.
Just like the Nintendo DS, 3DS.
But
so that came out, and of course we also have what came out, I think last week, was Assassin's Creed Recollections.
Okay.
And actually, I'm chatting to the guys at Ubisoft because, unlike you, they send me things, so I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, they love you.
Well, that's because I play Tintin.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, send it to me and I'll play it. Damn it all.
You know what I am going to send to you though?
Yeah.
I've been given a code.
Yes.
Yes. And I might play it. And I'm like, no, I'm going to send it to you. You don't even know this. It's like a gift.
Yeah.
Consider it a engagement gift, shall we say.
aren't you a darling?
this is, I was given the code for Gears of War DLC for the Ram's Shadow.
Oh, nice.
Which comes out in about 2 months' time.
Yes.
Or something. Or it comes out soon. Anyway.
All right.
We're not supposed to talk about it until tomorrow.
Okay.
But by the time this goes up, it will be past tomorrow. So all right. will be good.
Yeah, I won't put it up tonight then.
Oh, you can put it up tonight. It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's
we'll see how we go.
Yeah, see how you go. But basically, it's the prequel to Gears of War. Where you actually get to play, the main guy. I think it's Michael somebody. You'd know this far better than me for the comic book series, and it's about General Ram attacking. Is it Illimar? Is that or Lima or what? Where's the main city for the first one? You would know. I'm not. You know anybody who doesn't know that I'm not a huge Gears of War fan. It's not that I dislike it. It's just I'd never had an Xbox until 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, you get to fight as the original group of people, sort of. It's like it's a prequel. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it's DLC, so it obviously runs off the engine that's on the Gears 3 engine.
Awesome.
And I'm actually looking forward to having a go at that. But I'm gonna give you the first code. I'll see if I can't hook myself up another
Aren't
code
because
I feel that that's more of a you game. I'll throw that your way. But anyway, that comes out real soon. So it's the brand new DLC for Shadow Ram's Shadow.
Yeah. Right.
So
very nice. Oh, thank you very much.
Something
I look
forward
to that.
Have a look at.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's for me. It's basically been just more of the same.
More of the same.
You know. Yeah. Just working on gearing up my. I've been annoying people on Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
And it's been really funny because obviously on the Xbox I've prestiged twice. On the PlayStation version, I just got my PlayStation back. So I'm now up to nearly level 80 on PlayStation. But at the time, earlier this week, I was like level 6, level 7, a young whippersnapper. And so I was getting in there.
Still in your short pants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was getting in there as level 6 and I was winning all the games because it was matching me with people that it thought I was kind of around.
Yeah.
And this guy started giving me lip about how, oh, you're camping and you shouldn't camp and damn you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so should I play like you? And he's like, yeah, that's the way to play. I said, mate, you came like fourth last. I came first. And he's like, well, that's because you just sort of sat there. And I said, you couldn't kill me. Yeah. You're useless. And I'm level 7 and you're level 80.
Oh, see, don't
prestige. Yeah, I did it. I threw it at him.
You smack-dogged him.
I smack-dogged him. And he was all, he got very upset.
Yeah.
He was like, but. No. And I mean, I reckon the guy's probably 12.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're going to get some rage quitting on you.
He rage quits my, it's so funny. So funny when you get the rage quit. But, and quite often it's me rage quitting.
Yeah.
Lag. Goddamn lag. But anyway, so yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. That and my movie.
Yes, yep. Which maybe we'll talk a little bit about that in movies. There was just a few couple of news items that I did want to touch on. First of all, as you mentioned about the 3DS, interestingly enough, news has come to light this week that already 3DS has outsold the DS in its first year.
Really? So,
yeah, it was a slow starter, but once they started bringing out, you know, Mario Kart came out for the 3DS, obviously, this last week, and you've got your Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Underpants. Yeah. Nor do I really, but yeah. It's quite interesting. It's finally taken off. So maybe Nintendo aren't in the dire straits. I think they still are actually in the dire straits that they always were.
Well, you know, the PSP, you can buy a first generation PSP. Well, not first generation, but the PSP.
Yep.
I think it's like $125 now.
Is it really?
It's like ridiculously cheap.
That's pretty
And of course, the Vita comes out in a month and a half time.
Which perfectly leads me into my next piece of
news.
There
you go.
So what we heard from the Vita is that on release, there's going to be a digital download discount of about 30%, they're saying.
Wow.
Yeah, so basically, if you buy your games digitally, which you're kind of thinking you have no option other than buying them digitally. Yeah. But basically, the theory here is that the 30% discount is going to offset the rather exorbitant memory card costs that we're hearing rumoured at this point. It's a lot of speculation and conjecture at this point, but it could be... 30% discount on release, that's some pretty huge stuff.
Yeah, but I think the release is really important, and if you want to control the market, if you want to own that market, it's not necessarily about how many games you've got out there as such, it's about how many units you've got out there.
Yeah.
So if the incentive is you buy this and you pay that amount of money and then you can get all these games, then rock and roll.
Yeah.
And more units will sell. I've already bought mine. You know that. Everybody, anybody who listens knows that I put my deposit of $349 down.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, really. I don't know what, if it comes with a memory card, I don't know what happens there. I don't know if it's, it'd have to come with something.
Well, it probably comes with its own sort of...
internal something.
Yeah, built-in memory, but it's probably small.
Yeah.
I haven't,
done
awful lot of looking into it, but so that's that. Also, the other gaming news that I did want to speak about, this week is going to see the release, in fact, by the time you're listening to it, it's probably already happened, of the new XBLA, desktop. What does that mean for Australians? Nothing. Almost nothing at all. They're really pushing. You got Kinect voice interaction, which
starts today.
I do get there is a lot of excitement with voice interaction and stuff like that. But I think a better example of that would be in Halo rather than actually just sitting there going, "Hey, play this movie," or whatever. But that could be pretty interesting. It'll be fun to play around with. But beyond that, not a lot. You know, there's YouTube is going to be available. They're going to be rolling these things out through
YouTube.
December. Yeah.
I've heard of that.
That's exciting.
Where do you get that?
Only on Xbox Live.
Only
on
Xbox.
It's,
wow.
It's exclusive. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
And there's also Sony, SBS On Demand. There is ABC On Demand and stuff like that.
Like I said, they've almost caught up to Sony.
Yeah, it's all of the same stuff. Although the weird thing is that there is a Sony channel, which is the one thing that I don't know about. It's going to be a Sony... Yeah, Crackle. What's Crackle?
Have you not found Crackle
yet?
No! Oh, Crackle's been around for ages.
Okay.
And it is a great little app. I have it on my iPad.
Okay.
And you can put it on your actual iPhone if you want as well.
Yeah.
So go and check out Crackle. It is a app that you click into. It opens up Sony basically a back library of old Sony movies.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you anything, and you just press a button and it just plays. and you just need to be Wi-Fi connected and just stream. So
really?
So they've got great things like the old Richard Pryor stand-up comedy stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, there's everything from, I'm not going to say Die Hard because that's Fox, but yeah, the equivalent of, you know, the big name movies.
Yeah, right.
With big name stars. And I think there's, as far as movies, they have TV shows and the whole heap of stuff. But as far as movies go, they're all, a lot of them are old 80s stuff, but I quite like watching the old 80s comedies and things like that. So yeah, I'm a big fan of Crackle.
Oh, that's great. Well, then there is something finally worthwhile on the Xbox update.
One of the Sony. One of the movies. One of your favorites. So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
Oh, nice.
That's up there. You can watch that for free anytime you
Very
want.
Very nice. You know, I was thinking about that just the other day. I was thinking about, you know, the song "There She Goes" is in there. Great version of the song. And then I remembered that Sixpence None the Richer did a version and ruined it for everybody. But anyway, that's pretty much all I've got for gaming news. You know, we're going really into the downtime. I still haven't got my hands on Skyrim. I might even do that in our downtime, but hopefully I'll get a little bit of gaming in, because next week we are going to be doing our final episode for 2011. We're going to do a best of 2011 episode, then we're going to take a couple of weeks off, and then we'll be back here in 2012. So hopefully I'll get into a bit of Skyrim. And the first game that that I'm getting excited about, I don't think it's until Feb next year, so I mean, there's going to be a few games before it, but
sure.
SSX.
All right.
I'm very excited by SSX.
You're a fan.
I am. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know, you know, it could be the worst game in the world. But
SSX games are great. But
yeah.
Now, tell me, I've always played it on a PlayStation. It's a Sony game, right?
I don't know. Let me look into that. Hey, because that's one thing you did, because we didn't talk about this, was you also got a copy of Tekken.
Yes.
Talk to me about Tekken.
Thanks for the heads up. I forgot about it. Tekken Hybrid is what I got.
Yeah.
Basically, it is an HD version of the original Tekken game back on the PlayStation.
Tekken Tag, is it? Or
Tekken Tag.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm playing the game.
Yep.
And I'm going, this just looks like, a cleaner version of the old PlayStation Tekken Tag game.
Yeah.
I went, oh, that's what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But what it did was, it has the Tekken Tag 2 game in the prelude.
Yeah.
So that gives you like a playable demo of that, which I found the game is amazing.
Yep.
Okay, so graphically it's amazing, gameplay is amazing, but you can only choose from four characters, which is the whole point. Have a taste, and then we'll give you the real game. I'm like, no, give me the real game. I'm really interested in playing that game. And it makes the other game look terrible.
Yes.
It really just kind of shines a light on how crappy the other version is and how good the new version is.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, the new Tekken looks fantastic.
Yep.
It comes with the movie.
Yeah.
Which I know you've been wanting to watch. I watched it in 3D.
Yeah.
And I was telling you about it. I'll share it with the folks at home. I scratched my head a couple of times, because it's just the Japanese animation, I guess.
Yeah.
The fighting style. I mean, it looks amazing. But there'll be a bit where these two schoolgirls will be talking.
Yeah.
And they'll be just talking, and all of a sudden the camera will be behind them.
Yeah.
And being like an upskirt camera from behind for about 15 or 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And it just sits there, and I'm like going, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and they'll be talking about, well, I know this guy, and he tried to commit suicide. And then all of a sudden, and I'm serious, that's what they're talking
straight
about.
Straight up the skirt.
They're talking about this dude who's just jumped off the top of a building, and they're like, he's done it before. And it's really, like, is this really important thing about this guy who's trying to kill himself? And they've reversed the camera and gone, well, I know this is a really, obviously in their minds, like, well, it's a pretty hardcore sort of scenario to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's have a bit of child upskirt action
going on. I think you will find that's called fan service, my friend. I think that is titillation for the fans. I was kind of bummed about it only being Sony. I knew it was only going to be Sony, but I'm a huge Tekken fan. I'm really looking forward to the new Tekken Tag. So
come over and watch it.
I might also look into finally getting on the Sony Sony bandwagon.
They're very expensive, the PlayStations now. I think they're about $200.
PS3, I mean, they're killer. And apparently they've come in third on the console for the year, but still doing quite well. They're still, you know, the sales are still pretty respectable. Yeah.
What's number one then?
They can't lock it in just yet, because the year's not over. It's kind of neck and neck, really, between Xbox and Wii. The Wii is still moving units.
I don't get it.
Well, it's what is it, 9p in a packet of Bakewell Frankfurts to buy a Wii these days? It ain't much. But let's move on to movies here. Went and saw...
No.
Yeah?
No.
Arthur Christmas.
Oh, did you?
You know I like a Christmas movie.
So, I do.
I went along to Arthur Christmas.
Yes.
Here's what I've got to say. The night before I went along to Arthur Christmas, I finally got around to watching WALL-E, which I'd bought about, well, when it came out on DVD and just never got around to watching it.
Now, am I the only person in the universe, because I think I am, that actually was indifferent about WALL-E? I watched WALL-E and I was like, whatever.
Yeah, you might be.
Yeah.
You might be.
I reckon I'm the only person who's going there.
If you're also indifferent, send us an email to gameontv.oz@gmail.com.
And tell me about the weather.
And the weather. We do want weather updates. It's... Well, because this was the thing, is I was watching WALL-E and it made me go, you know what it is? It's Pixar, by and large, with the exception of maybe Cars. When you watch one of their movies, there's heart there, there's soul there and stuff like that. Whereas, say, when DreamWorks do it, like when you got Madagascar and stuff like that, the whole thing just feels like a cash grab. You know, there's that sort of insidious nature of just, we're doing this for money.
Gimmicky sort of, lion talks.
Yeah.
And the hippopotamus talks.
Yeah. So Arthur Christmas, if you don't know, is the new film from Aardman. You know, who were the folks responsible for Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run, which I wasn't really a fan of Chicken Run, to be honest. But it's got James McAvoy and Bill Nighy and Jim Broadbent and Hugh Laurie doing the voice acting. And this was the thing, is I watched this film and I don't know if it's just the English sensibility affecting the film or something like that, but it's got great heart.
Yeah.
You know, and that going hand in hand with a Christmas movie, which by and large, as I say, I love a Christmas movie, but by God, they are some of the laziest films ever. People are like, look, we'll set it at Christmas, you know, we'll have a little tear-jerking moment, and we'll rake in the dollars. You know, a lot of effort has gone into this to make it a good film, you know, like the script... not so much. Well, the dialogue is pretty great, but more just the story. The characters are well developed. Their motivations are pretty solid and pretty clear. It's quite dense for a kids' film.
Yeah, great.
Well, you know, which is at the end of the day, it's just a kids' film. It's some light fluff, but really, really entertaining. I highly recommend Arthur Christmas. Get along to it, and we got a trailer for Aardman's next film, which is this Pirates. I think it's called, you know, Pirates of the Treasure Cove or something like that. Also looks great. I don't know if you've seen a trailer for it.
Because
I saw the poster and I was like, oh, God, no, that's a bad move. But then watch the trailer and it looks great, like some really good fun.
Well, I actually have a friend who worked. He was one of the chief, in fact, I think he was the chief visual effects supervisor on that film.
Oh, really? On Pirates? Or?
No, Arthur.
On Arthur, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And he actually is an American guy and he flew over to London and went over there and sort of spent 6 to 8 months. He and his wife went over there and made this movie.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
So I've been interested just to see it just because of that connection, but I actually haven't got around to it yet
to do enough.
It. But I he was telling me a couple of years ago when he, because I think, geez, when did he do that? That would have been a year and a half ago he left.
Yeah,
to do it.
Right.
So it was a while ago that they went. Because they do, it wasn't the stop animation, was it? Or was it
No. It's
CG. Animated stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but the movie that he did prior to that was the G-Force movie.
With the hamsters?
With the hamsters.
Yeah, right.
So he was in charge of the visual effects on that.
Oh,
and
okay.
So we moved across onto this one. But he was very blown away with the script. He said, he said it's just such a good movie. And it was really sad because the guys who made that, Wallace and Gromit and all that, their whole studio burnt down a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and they lost most of their sort of statues and things that they had created. A lot of that actually burnt. And even though it's insured, it's not the same thing. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
So he sort of, this was the first movie that they sort of went into after the big fire
Sort
of burnt down the studio. Good on them that they've done a decent film.
Yeah,
I look forward to checking out.
It's a really great film. I do recommend it as a Christmas film. Like, yeah. Well, I can just keep recommending it. So let's move on.
Beautiful. Well, I've got some movies which I'm just going to flat out of saying the worst movies of the year.
All
and
right.
They're all coming out now.
Okay, excellent.
It's kind of like, let's. So these are the movies not to see, people.
Yep.
Number one movie not to see, Jack and Jill.
Oh, my God, yes.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I wanted to do it. At one stage, I went, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Really?
Well, just because I thought no one else is.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go. And then I went, no. Yeah. I just can't.
The best review I've read of it so far is it's exactly what you think it is by looking at the poster,
yeah,
which is not good.
I read a review that said if I can just stop one person, just one person from seeing this film, then this review has done the right thing. You know?
Yeah, right.
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
And in the other movies that you must not see, yeah. The Immortals. Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. There was nothing about that looked appealing to me, but then I had some friends going, oh, it's pretty good. But No.
Mortals sucks.
Yeah, okay.
You don't know something else that looks like it really sucks?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out here.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the, 1000 AE? The old series?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to star Will Smith.
Okay.
And Jaden Smith. Now, that's not Jaden Pinkett Smith. That's Jaden, his son daughter or whatever.
Yeah, old Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. Yeah. I don't know. It's the boy, isn't
it? Ralph Macchio. Yeah, the boy, yeah.
So,
I like the boy.
And so, who would you think would be the most ideal person to direct the new Will Smith movie? I'm not going to even let you answer.
Yeah.
Shyamalan.
Yeah. Oh.
Night Shyamalan.
Well.
Stinky Pants Shyamalan.
Such a shelly man.
I'm telling you.
Is he still getting... I mean, hats off that he's still getting work.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Have you ever seen somebody just lose his touch that dramatically as old Shelly Man?
Yes, one person. I'm not going to mention his name because he's very popular. But there is one. Let's just say... There is one man out there... who used to be amazing back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And now when he makes music?
Yeah.
That's how it sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the microphone could pick any of that up. But,
we'll see how it goes. I'll try and boost it if we can't. Yeah, right.
So that looks terrible. Another movie that looks really terrible coming out.
Yeah.
And they've just announced that, by the way.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
1000 AE is not for a while. Yeah. But there's a movie that just came out in America, and it's set to come out here.
Yeah.
There's an old movie back in the 80s called A Night on the Town. That was the Australian version.
Okay,
the American version
Adventures
was called
in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting. Stars Elizabeth Shue, and I think that's about it, really.
Yeah.
They've taken that premise.
Isn't Sean Astin in it as well?
No. That's a guy that kind of awkward teenager kind of did it.
Yeah.
But they've taken that idea.
Yep.
And they've twisted it for today's day. So they've now got, it's called The Sitter, and it stars Jonah Hill.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it's by the guys who did Pineapple Express, which, if you know, is one of the movies that I hate so much.
Yeah.
And it's a movie called The Sitter, and it's exactly the same movie, except it's foul-mouthed.
Yeah.
So all that goodness and kind of cutiness and thing that Elizabeth Shue brought to it in the 80s, it's just, if you can imagine, it's now an unattractive guy who's, you know, overweight and really foul-mouthed, potty-mouthed. Doing fart jokes.
Yeah.
But it's the same story. It's about taking the kids out. See, in the original version of the movie, she's got a friend who runs away from home and she gets trapped in a bus station and she gets scared. And so she takes the kids. She's supposed to be babysitting, but she takes the kids into Chicago to go and pick up a friend to rescue her. Well, in this version, he gets a phone call from a hot girl that says, hey, would you like to go and have some fun? And that's his instigating matter to take the kids into. So it's really self-centered and it's everything that was good about and cute about the adventures in babysitting is just kind of been turned on, you know.
Yeah.
180, and it just looks terrible. Yeah. So they're my sort of four films that are on the radar at the moment that just looks really, really terrible. I've got some good movies, though.
Yep. Okay, go.
So movies that I'm so uber excited to see. And I've got tickets for next Wednesday. I'm going to the IMAX version to see Ghost Protocol. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. You'd like to say that it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it looks so good.
And look, Mission Impossible 3 was great.
Fantastic.
You know, one thing for Tom Cruise, love him or hate him, he does manage to find good directors and, you know.
Did you see Mission Impossible 2?
Well, in the case of, he was a good director.
That's true.
Yeah. He was not doing a good job. Ghost Protocol does look pretty great, in spite of the fact that I want to punch him in his stupid face with his hoodie on the posters.
Oh, come on. He's hip and young, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what. And, you know, the poster is actually on the site at the moment if you want to go check
it
out.
Yes,
so,
yep.
So it's right there. But, look, one of the things that I got to tell you that's, apart from being uber excited to go and see the movie, is that the IMAX version, it's only the IMAX version, has the brand new extended Batman trailer.
Right.
And so next Wednesday, I'm going to be checking out the new trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to be seeing Ghost Protocol.
It's going to be some pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, man. Uber excited about that.
Unfortunately, we won't be able to talk about it because we'll have already done our final show for the year.
But you'll hear me talking about how excited I am to see it.
That's
true. And I might whack something up on the site.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened today is Peter Weller of RoboCop fame.
Okay.
Your move, creep. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Yeah, that guy. that guy. He's just been signed on to the new Star Trek movie.
Has he?
I don't know what has.
Yeah, right.
But he's signed on. It's all very hush hush. But he's on the movie, and but the other movie, which I think is going to be massive over the Christmas holidays, and I think is certainly worthwhile seeing. It's getting rave reviews in America.
Yeah,
it's The Muppets.
Oh yeah,
It looks so funny.
Absolutely.
And it looks great.
Yeah, yeah. Word is it's very good. If you haven't had a look at, there was a whole series of trailers that they did parodying or, you know, whatever popular trailers were out at the time.
Yeah.
Jump online and have a look at them. They're great. The one thing I'm hoping with it, it hasn't happened for the release of the movie. I'm hoping it'll happen by the time they do a release of the movie, is that they do a Blu-ray release of the original Muppet movie, because you can't get it on Blu-ray. And
that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It's a great film. So hopefully enough interest in the Muppets will...
Well, it launched overseas, and it got nearly perfect scores across against the critics, and the, you know, the people's reviews have been really, really high as well.
Yeah.
So look, I'm thinking that it's maybe it's the rebirth of the Muppets.
That could be great. I mean, it'd be great if that could happen, and it would be even better if it completely buries Tower Heist over the Christmas period.
Oh, don't. Stinky Pants Ratner. Deary, deary me.
So, listen, we're running close to out of time. Do you have any more news?
No, I'm good, mate.
Let's wrap it up then, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the Game On TV podcast. If you would like to send us an email or a weather update, you can send it to gameontv.oz@gmail.com. Join us next week for our Best of 2011 episode. Until next time, or until then, I'm Jason.
And I'm the guy not seeing Adam Sandler films.
We will see you online.
Game On TV podcast on GameOnTV.com.au. We hope you